My Life Today, February 18, Gentleness, the Fruit of the Holy Spirit. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. You are to represent Christ in his meekness and gentleness and love. True gentleness is a gem of great value in the sight of God. We want a spirit of gentleness. We cannot live right in the family circle without it. In order to have the proper control of our children, we must manifest a spirit of gentleness and of meekness and of long-suffering. We do not want to have a fault-finding, fretful, scolding spirit. If we teach them to have a spirit of gentleness, we must have a spirit of gentleness ourselves. If we would have them manifest a spirit of love toward us, we must manifest a gentle, loving spirit toward them. But at the same time, there need be no weakness or unwise indulgence on the part of parents. The mother must have firmness and decision. She must be as firm as a rock and not swerve from the right. Her laws and rules should be carried out at all times and under all hazards, but she can do this with all gentleness and meekness. The children will grow up God-fearing men and women. No member of the family can enclose himself within himself, where other members of the family shall not feel his influence and spirit. The very expression of the countenance has an influence for good or evil. His spirit, his words, his actions, his attitude toward others are unmistakable. If he is filled with the love of Christ, he will manifest courtesy, kindness, tender regard for the feelings of others, and will communicate to his associates, by his acts of love, a tender, grateful, happy feeling. It will be made manifest that he is living for Jesus. He will be able to say to the Lord, "Thy gentleness hath made me great."